Mitch Langenberger, of course, a partner at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, a great law firm in Los Angeles. You can find him on Twitter, at Mitch Langberg. Mr. Mitch / Legal Genius, how are you, sir?
Good. And I just want to clarify, I didn't promise you wouldn't be sued. I just promised you that after incurring substantial legal fees, you would win.
Okay, very good. Very good. And I know you always give me that 50% discount. Now, Mitch, we got a lot on our docket today. So is it okay if I run through the headlines of the stories and then we'll attack them one by one?
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of attacking people, John Travolta will be the first story we're going to cover, who's being sued not by one male masseuse, but two male masseuses in two different cities, saying that they were attacked during a massage in which John Travolta sexually harassed them. We'll get to that story. Next story, probably my favorite. Two Arkansas women fighting over a $1 million scratch-off ticket. One woman threw it into the trash. She didn't think it was a winner. As they say, one person's trash is another person's treasure. But in this case, they're both fighting over the treasure, which is a $1 million lotto ticket. We're going to find out who does trash legally belong to. And then a story about the reality show Bait Car. You know, when people, the cops will often leave the keys to a fancy car in a bad neighborhood, and then they'll have a video camera running. So somebody who steals the car gets brought in. On this reality show, they forgot to Mirandize the thief. So we're going to find out if he'll get away. Then we've got a story about 50 Shades of Grey, the porno book being banned from libraries in a Florida county. Then the heirs of Pepsi Cola want the right to release the formula to the world, and Pepsi Cola, the company, says no. And then finally, if we have time, a interesting story out of Florida in which a man is going on trial for killing his wife. And what's interesting about this trial, his wife's parents, so the wife is dead, but the wife's parents are still alive, and they're taking the side of the potential murder defense guy, which is interesting. I've never heard of that. All right, you ready, Mitch?
Let's go.
All right. So this is a story of two male masseuses going after John Travolta. One of these lawsuits emanates from Los Angeles. The other looks like the East Coast in Atlanta. Apparently, he's going from masseuse to masseuse asking to have his glutes worked on. Glutes, I think, being the area above the back thigh. And then he grabs the masseuse's hands and places him on. I really can't get into too much detail. People get the idea of what John Travolta's looking for, maybe a happy ending, so to speak. What are you seeing here with these lawsuits? How much money could these masseuses actually be due? Your thoughts?
Well, the lawsuit, I've only seen the one. The second one is more recent. But I've actually read the lawsuit in the first case. There's a couple things that are interesting. One is the plaintiff masseuse has sued under a fictitious name, claiming that it would be embarrassing and harmful to his employment to identify himself. That's the first thing I noticed.
But wait, Mitch, though, in fairness, he's involved in a lawsuit against John Travolta in a masseuse controversy. I can understand him wanting to protect his identity, right?
Well, to me, I was suspicious about it, actually, because he's not saying he did anything wrong. I mean, the guy's a masseuse. He claims that he turned down all of the advances that were made towards him. But, okay, maybe he still thinks it would be embarrassing and he should be able to sue for millions of dollars without even having to identify himself to John Travolta himself.
Okay, okay.
I also noticed that there were a lot of detailed facts, and I find sometimes that people place a lot of detailed facts in a complaint when they're actually trying to do something that's trying to get a case settled rather than resolved on its merits.
I see. So you put in embarrassing details into the court documents, so that way they're under wraps now, but Travolta knows if the story gets out for a book deal, he's in real, real trouble.
You know, maybe he gets a quick settlement. Maybe the plaintiff thinks he gets a quick settlement. On the other hand, the plaintiff, this might be a completely legitimate claim. It's just there's just a couple things that raise my suspicions. Now, okay. I also understand that John Travolta claims to be able to prove that he was not even in California on the date that this guy claims that he was assaulted and molested by John Travolta, but maybe he made a mistake. So there's a lot of questionable stuff there for both sides, and this is why we have the court system, to figure out who's telling the truth.
Now, I have to ask this question. This is difficult, but I wouldn't be doing my job, Mitch, if I didn't. Now, the main evidence that the masseuse has is he can describe, can we call it little John Travolta? Okay.
Sure.
Now, he can describe little John Travolta, or John Travolta Jr., that's more appropriate. Okay. Now, who would the court